Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Radio Network, and we've got an awesome show. We've got Laura Eisenhower, and I'm not going to go into a long bio because we have so much to cover. She's been on our show several times, and if you haven't met Laura or talked with Laura or heard her on any other shows, you've been like living in a cave or something. But So I'm just going to bring Laura straight on because we have so much information to bring out. So Laura, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, boy, we had a short discussion earlier about all the different topics that we can go into, but I know there's a lot of people asking for clarity on really what's going on, because there's all these psyops operations and misinformation's going on and bashing, you know, like name bashing and on and on and I've even seen some people on the pulpit in the highest positions putting out total misinformation and kind of misleading people, you know, doing the old make up a crazy story as you can just to get more listeners or to increase their popularity, you know, or their notoriety. But it's just getting really crazy right now, and hopefully we can kind of make some sense out of all this. So I know I can't think of anybody better that's pretty much on the same page as I am with this to bring on the show and talk about this. And I don't know where to start. So I'll tell you what, I'll just let you start with what you want to talk about, and then we'll go from there, and I'll ask some questions in between.
Oh, awesome. Well, it's so great to be here. And it was funny when we were talking earlier, it's like it was like, oh my gosh, okay, let's do the interview because all this stuff is the stuff we want to discuss. And I mean, there is so much going on, and it's because this is such a powerful time. I mean, we're in a stellar activation cycle. Of course, the 2012 date was the big prophesized date. There's a lot of different information about that and how people have said, oh, it's actually not 2012. That's not the big peak time. And that doesn't even matter because it's a window period. And as far as I'm concerned, the window period is open until about 2027. Some people say it ends in 2017, but we don't want to focus too much on feeling like we're in a race against time, but we need to know that there's an urgency here and it needs to be addressed in the immediate, in the now. And it has a lot to do with a lot of the psyops attacks, the COINTELPRO, you know, the whole artificial intelligence systems that are out there, you know, that relate to brain mapping and surveillance and pretty much monitoring everything they possibly can about us, which leads to psychological warfare and using a lot of information and twisting it just enough to capture our attention, but then completely sabotage what the true message is, which obviously has happened with religion and the teachings of, you know, Christ. And so just to sort of shed light on the great opportunities that are available, even this weekend is a major activation. August 8th, 2015, numerologically is 888 because 2015 adds up to 8. And it has a lot to do with Mary Magdalene, actually. If anybody Googles it and they read about the gateway of the Lion's Gate, which is a gateway, has a lot to do with courage. It has a lot to do with the masculine and feminine. And even though there's a tension on the feminine connected to this date, the feminine really does represent empowering the divine union and the balance of the masculine and feminine. So regardless of whatever name is attached to it, it's a part of our divine feminine inheritance and coming, you know, into power even more than before, you know, because everything is sort of based on initiations and different stages of development. And with all the stuff going on, I think the negative ego in humanity is going nuts. It's resisting its own higher self. It's resisting its own breakthroughs. And this is why there's so many entanglements and so much smearing and so much confusion. Because if we think about it, the disinformation and a lot of the psyops, you know, get us so stuck in our head trying to sort out information that we kind of evacuate the heart. And then we're just caught up in some sort of competition or power struggle amongst each other, which you and I stay clear of. A lot of people, I think, you know, are working to stay clear of it. But I think that's what it comes down to, is a huge breakthrough where we're going to expand into our multidimensional bodies, and that these, you know, dark agendas are just trying to keep us addicted to the ego construct so that we bypass these opportunities, because that's the whole basis of mind control.
I agree. You know, I have a simple formula, basically. And it really works for me. And basically, is it internal or is it external? You know, are we making our own personal God connection and getting our, and raising our own inner sensitivity and, you know, getting our own BS meter activated? You know, are we doing all this externally, waiting for somebody else to tell us what's going on, the latest and the greatest, the new phase, the new contact, the new, you know, how are we going about this? And if you're waiting for everything external to happen, then you're just a sucker for all these psyops programs and everything else going on. The other thing is that, you know, there's several types. You know, there's predators, you know, there's parasites, and then there's your everyday Joe Blow, you know, that is just unconscious going about his everyday business. Sorry if your name's Joe Blow, you know, out there. But, you know, that's kind of just doesn't have a clue, you know. And then, you know, so it's like there's different types of people. And basically it all boils down to brutal honesty with ourselves. You know, it's like, you know, how do we know if this is true? You know, is this just somebody else's hearsay? Is it our own personal experience? You know, or you know, how are we going about this? And that's what I'm seeing right now, is that people are giving their power away to all these external authorities, and they have no idea who these guys really are, whether they've sold out, you know, who they really work for, or if they're compromised energetically by you know, malevolent ETs or these psyops operations.
Yes, and that's so well put, and that's really the basis of my work, and just intention and real message is, I mean, everything is within us. I mean, this is the time to connect, and we can get angry and bitter about all these different attacks. We can get sucked up into it and lose ourselves and give our power away, or we can just say, hey, the arrow is pointing inside. That's kind of what all this is really teaching us at the end of the day. And I just have to say, I wrote this yesterday. I said, to combat mind control, just think for yourself. Do it with passion, devotion, interest, longing, and just do it. Think for yourself. Question everything except for your dreams, gut instincts, and the things that inspire you and alert you within your own being. Listen to the body's messages and see that disease, unwellness, or any kind of symptom is a blessing in disguise. It is our body giving us what we need so that we can expand in our consciousness. It's not because we are afflicted and going downhill. It's the body's way of teaching us to become healthy and fully conscious through developing a deeper relationship with ourselves and giving our bodies what it truly needs in return. The only thing that gets in the way is mind control, conditionings, programmings, or things that get buried and need attention. So refuse it or unearth it and release it. And so, I mean, that just sort of really resonated with what you shared. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, if we're dealing with mind control, well, how do we combat it? You know, just be very diligent in your own sense of discovering who you truly are. Because we are generating this ascension. It is coming through us and out of our beings. It's coming from the core of the earth through our feet chakras. And we're in a co-creation with Gaia and with source energies. And we don't need anything else to make that possible. And all this external information just becomes a huge distraction. So information, I feel, should be really about empowering the individual to find that core truth, their wisdom, their heart energy, and then we'd be fine. All this other stuff is just another channel on the TV, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've received a lot of information here, and I really don't share it till I've double and triple checked it, and even after all that, I'm still flexible. Like, you know, well, you know, where'd that come from? You know, where? And we have techniques here that are tried and true, where we use discernment and run things through other systems and other programs to see if they're accurate or not. And, you know, every once in a while we get, you know, an intruder, you might say, or an entity that's coming in just to create interference, or, you know, it could be just an astral being or some kind of demonic energy, or it could be a malevolent ET, a gray or reptilian or whatever. But, you know, because we've developed our own sensitivity, we pick it up right away and we just, okay, stop, disconnect. And we call in the higher beings to take them out and clear them out. And just recently we had an attack by some tall grays that came in, and just everybody had this anxiety thing going on, and headaches and anger, you know, a lot of anger and kind of dread energy going on. And I go, well, that's the grays doing that, the tall grays. And so we sat down, and it's funny, we're talking about the Lion's Gate. We actually called on the lion beings and the archangels and the other beings to come in and take them out. And the energy just lifted. The headaches went away. all of a sudden everybody's back at peace, and it was amazing. But, you know, people have no idea how much influence, you know, not only these astral beings, these malevolent ETs are having, but the psyops. I mean, they can do the same thing with HARP technology or satellite technology. They can throw people into a funk or you know, throw people into rage or anger or even sedate people. You know, what they have a thing, they have these, I think it was delta wave emitters, you know, things like that, that they can actually just send and everybody just goes to sleep. You can't even function. So, and they have programs now that people don't have a hard time with this, and they call you a conspiracy theory, but this is conspiracy fact. They have these delta wave emitters. They come in, they turn them on, everybody just goes out. You can't, unless you're really on top of things, you can't avoid it. You just pass out and you go into a deep, deep sleep. And they can also, they have dream emitters or whatever with that can actually create dreams or visions or experiences that are not yours. You know, it's actually generated in a computer. And so the only way out of this stuff is to empower yourself to be able to realize when they're doing that and set a boundary up and say, not mine. And even when you go into the dream state, when the dream's getting all crazy and weird, you just stop it. You go, I'm out of here. You know, it's like, okay, this isn't working for me. I'm out of here. And you just wake yourself up and then you're out of the situation. But it all boils down to self-mastery, you know, is the bottom line.
Yes. And I mean, other worlds have experienced this before, and it was only self-mastery that helped people to get out of the matrix stuff, you know, the frequency fences and the DNA, you know, to break through all of that. And the thing is, for thousands of years, we've been dealing with these agendas. And so, you know, our spiritual immune system is getting bigger and healthier and stronger, I guess you could say. I mean, the shield around yeah. us has that potential, because every time we do overcome something, it's very difficult for it to enter again, just like, you know, if we catch an illness, we create antibodies, and it's very difficult to get the same thing twice. And so if we're conscious and we're focusing on our own empowerment and self-awareness and connection with spirit, that's actually what the immune system is connected with. But because we have mental bodies, spiritual bodies, emotional bodies, mental bodies that are all connected, our spiritual health requires us to do exactly what you just said. And then we'll notice, like, our light body is, and our auric shield is just building and building and building. And, you know, and I would just recommend for people, you know, on big activation days, it's not about, you know, reading some teaching or trying to follow something. What I would recommend people do, particularly, you know, this Saturday with the 888 energy, is shut down your computers and get away from, you know, the technical stuff, and give yourself an hour or two in nature and just allow these energies to flow with you, because this ascension or this shift into higher earth energies is coming from nature. It's not coming from reading the latest, even though it's good to be informed. The real stuff is coming through ourselves and our connection to what's organic.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I found out too, the ETs, the benevolent ETs, they use nature and they use yeah. the cycles, and they actually piggyback on these cycles to assist us. And over and over again, I've seen the ship activity here really increases on these days where it's a power day, you know, where there's something going on, some kind of major planetary alignment or whatever. Even the full moons, although it's harder to see them, there's a lot more activity and they come in closer, and there's a lot higher energy on the full moons, which is interesting. But they'll use that energy. That's a whole different subject. I'd love to get on your take on the moon. I know, run this by you, from my experience, I know it's a terraforming planet. You know, it was brought in here to terraform Earth, and then it was taken over by some malevolent ETs, some reptiles and things like that. And what I've heard, it's been retaken by the benevolent ones. I'd love to get your take on that.
Yeah, I haven't heard that much about that particularly, but it would make sense, because we're connected to everything. And so as we shift and as we align with the right energies, you know, the physical will end up matching it. Just like when we change the energy of our thought forms, uh-huh. our bodies respond. And it's there's an artificial component to the moon that we've been dealing with. And it had you know, complete and total infiltration for a while, which is why, you know, the emotional bodies of women particularly were always something of a challenge to work with. And so moving into the higher octaves of any lunar body or any, well, any celestial body is really where it's at. And as an astrologer, I help people to understand the different levels of every planetary body so that we're not stuck in the lower end of it. Mm-hmm. And with the moon, I think it's a response to the feminine energies clearing a lot of that emotional contamination and a lot of the muddiness. And a lot of the clearing that's been happening has created sort of that response, because everything adjusts according, everybody says as above, so below, and I agree, but I also feel it's as below, so above. I mean, when we shift things, we get an immediate response. And so I think that's just such a great sign of how the feminine energies are shifting out of all these controls and exiles and persecutions and manipulations to the emotions and just, you know, how they birth babies and moon cycles and everything like that. It really, to me, like, reflects that clearing and that empowerment. And so, of course, that's going to reveal itself in a physical way. So as we expose also things like the Mars agenda, it allows us to work a lot of negative ego energy, and where, you know, there's manipulations within our own beings, because, you know, it is, you know, a metaphor of what we're going through as a humanity, what we see on the outside.
Yeah. I know we had an interesting thing here during the conference. We had an opportunity with Randy Kramer to actually kind of hook up the guys that we work with, the extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings, with part of the secret space government, you know, that's actually working on the good side, supposedly, you know, according to Randy. And they did a joint operation to clean up a really nasty mess, you know, some reptilian and other underground stuff. And you know, it turned out very quick and graceful. They got to observe that, you know, working with these benevolent beings. So I think that it's opened up a whole new era where eventually our own space fleet is going to be working hand in hand with these higher dimensional beings in a massive cleanup process. I mean, it seems that is the only logical course that this can take, you know, eventually. So I'm curious, how much are you aware of, I know you've been working with Randy too, is you know, where are they at? Where is the space program at as far as where they're going, you know, with the awakening and healing process?
Well, I haven't had a chance to delve into too much with him lately, but from what I understand with the USMC special section, they were really created to keep the MJ-12 boys in check, which is how he put it when he first reached out to me. Because, of course, MJ-12 has their hands on all the ET alien technology. And, you know, the whole thing about Mars was to create a breakaway civilization to then compromise, you know, humans on Earth, either through, you know, extinction. Well, he's said that. Or thinning out the population, or, you know, massive mind control. I mean, there's two different controller groups that have different ideas about how they want to do things related to the Dracos and the factions of Anunnaki, which, you know, many are in collaboration and decided, hey, let's just work together because we're losing our grip here, instead of be, you know, two opposing controller groups wanting the same sort of outcome. And so this particular part that he plays, that he's aligned with, which Eisenhower supposedly set up, seems to be that seed of change, you know, and it's similar to the seed within us, you know, the divine spark that we all hold. So they were created to, you know, keep their eye on, you know, MJ-12 and all this different stuff. So I asked him, you know, well, why were you on Mars then if they decided that that agenda wasn't a good idea? Because Alternative 3 in the Eisenhower administration was set up for the event of catastrophe, or if, you know, something had happened, that the human genome would be protected and the DNA would be protected. The reason I backed out of all that and got away from it is because I could tell it was infiltrated. And plus, I have a strong mission on Earth, and I knew that my place wasn't to go to Mars anyway, maybe later. But so what I'm seeing now happening is, you know, as we're expanding in our consciousness, as we all have that divine spark of light, it makes their job a lot easier. Just like when people start waking up, those that are trying to encourage it have a much easier time, because it's all the weight's not on them anymore. It's distributed around because people are being more responsible and more tuned in, which takes off a lot of the pressure of the ones that are like making up for those that are asleep or having to work extra hard. And so I feel that you know, there's a parallel there, just like there is one with the other things that we mentioned as far as how the Earth responds to us. And because it's our teacher right now, this particular density is to teach us, even at the detriment of her own resources. But she's multidimensional, and not all parts of her being have been harmed. And so I see the space program, you know, I mean, we have the deception. We have the, you know, beings of light that appear to be benevolent that aren't. And but this 13th gateway, this activation that relates to the 13th sign, you know, the 13 moon calendar and all these things that represent our movement into galactic consciousness and our reunion with our universal family, our star family. You know, that's on tap till 2027, our opportunity to delve into it. And that gateway is in the core sun of this planet. This is why the planet was seeded as an ascension planet, because it holds the potential to reach this capacity, which directly affects our DNA, just like the stargates do. So as we go through this, I feel that the power shift, a power shift is happening, you know, the changing of the guards, I guess some people call it, within the space program, where those that had been keeping their eye on those that have been acting in a corrupted way and hoarding the technologies to compromise humanity, they're not going to be the front runners of the space program. Real alliances are happening and have been in the works that will overtake it. And of course, I can only go back to the metaphor of just like an immune system that conquers the disease, the parasites, and what creates the ability for parasites and germs to thrive? Imbalance, which goes back to the balancing of the right and left brain, the masculine and feminine, which is really what our personal work has to be focused on. And the thing is, you know, when we were talking about how they use, you know, earth energies and, you know, the chemtrails work with the chi of the atmosphere, you know, our free energy is being used as a weapon against us too. And so nature's being controlled and we're being controlled. But when we stop that game, we actually help to set the planet free, and she's not so easily controlled. She's only showing us where we are. And so, you know, the space program, with all the different outposts or command centers or colonies that exist on other planets that have had this infiltration, I see the same thing happening that you mentioned about the moon. And it's like a detox. And so I think humanity's in a healing crisis. You know, when you have a lot of green drinks and you're just like feeling like crap, but you know you're in a healing process, but it's not comfortable and it's like you feel like you're getting sicker. I feel like that's happening on many levels in humans, except they're not listening to their bodies. They've taken themselves out of really understanding the body, and they're in their heads. And that's why mind control is so rampant, because as long as, you know, we've lost our capacity to think for ourselves, we're not in charge of our bodies so much. And anyway, not to go back to that last question, but I haven't really caught up with him, but enough so to know that he went through a bit of a kind of stepping back from everything and everybody in interviews for maybe 6 months or so, 5 months. Everybody was like, where'd he go? And I know that now he's sort of back, and he had an amazing event with you. I know he's going to do another weekend event, and he's feeling really, really, really good about everything. And every time, you know, I mention something, it sounds like we've got that covered. And, you know, these are some danger points here, but for the most part, we've got it covered. And so his energy feels very, you know, positive about it all. And because he, you know, is very tied into all of this, and he works, you know, with the brigadiers and the colonels, and it's all under legal authority for him to disclose this stuff. I would say that the messages that he's sharing, being as positive they are, is a good sign that the space program is altering and transforming, just like humanity.
Great. Yeah, I think that's definitely a necessity. You know, we have to get the military on board, especially on the highest levels, to turn this planet around. And just because the opposition is just so ugly, you know, and
it is, it's just,
yeah, it's just gone beyond disgusting. I mean, I've had to deal with, Randy was here too, and he observed it. We had 15 helicopters a day over the ranch, and they're flying by with machine guns and turrets on them, you know, and with clips, you know, jeez, going from the outside into the helicopter. I'm just going, what is going on? You know, intimidation runs. And I go, this is so ridiculous. What are they going to do? Yeah, we just wiped out a ranch, you know, with a couple hundred people, you know, accidentally, whoops, you know. It's like, you know, they're not going to do it, you know, so where's the intimidation coming from, you know? But it's just, it's beyond ridiculous. And we talked a lot about the chemtrails and the double and triple spraying we've been getting up here. And we've had actually pilots and colonels bragging about it's their job to eradicate myself and the ranch at parties. And unfortunately, at the parties where they're bragging, there's people that knew me. And they, you know, called me up and said, hey, you know, these guys are actually bragging how they're spraying the ET ranch and with everything you can imagine. You know, I went and had myself tested, you know, to see what I had. And I have like every form of radiation, herbicides, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, everything you can imagine going on. And luckily, I have other techniques to keep myself cleansed of all this stuff, and I've been doing that intensely, but it does have its mark. You know, my skin's erupting with all kinds of crazy crap coming out of it, and you know, your energy levels are real low, and so I'm always having to do cleanses and liver cleanses and everything else to get this stuff out of my system. But unbelievable, these guys are openly bragging about what they're doing, and to me it's like, what kind, there's no honor in that. There's no, how did they become a colonel? You know, what they're doing is treason, and it's the lowest of the lows, you know, spraying innocent women and children, you know, from 10,000 feet. You know, how does that equate to anything honorable or anything? These guys are psychopaths. They're very sick. They're very dishonorable, and they should be
launched off the planet to the backside of a moon off of Pluto.
Definitely, there needs to be a major house cleaning in the military, and also we need to, you know, have the people that are oath keepers, that are have integrity, that do still have some honor, to step up, you know, and remove these people, you know, out of their positions who have sold out to whatever reptilian corporate agenda that they're playing out.
Oh yeah, completely. I mean, I'm surprised that it's such a rarity to see something, you know, on that level happen. I mean, I know there's a lot of intel wars. There's a lot that are trying to create change from the inside out. But it almost feels like, you know, it's not really being addressed on a public level. So it's great that it is, you know, from the inside out, based on what Randy's sharing. And I think we're going to start to see more indication of that and validation of that from, you know, those that are going to be more visible, you know, to us. Because, you know, leadership position is a huge responsibility, and it's a dangerous game to be playing in. But only those that are willing to call this stuff out are really, truly, you know, stepping up in a real way. Anybody else is just sort of enabling it and distracting us with other issues or scandals that have nothing to do with the priorities. And, so I know it's all of us doing it, and we've done amazing. And I have to say, we're really going to be fine. You know, as far as the masses go, and as far as Joe Blow, that's another question. That's another concern. But it really just, you know, comes down to what we're able to free ourselves of. And if we're dealing with these dark, menacing beings, we have to clear whatever is dark and menacing within ourselves, of course. And that's what the work is all about, because, you know, we're going to get more and more protected from these, you know, greater forces that are trying to stop us by the forces that are beyond, that are the essence of creation. I mean, that we all came from, you know, unconditional love and unity. And so I think all souls are going to eventually make it there. But if we keep gauging our progress on what we see in the outer world or where the masses are, it's going to crush us, because it doesn't really depend on them anymore. So I always say we're leaving footprints of light, you know, we're leaving breadcrumbs, you know, but we can't stick around for much longer to, you know, try and get people on the same page. I mean, we'll always share the resources, but for me especially, I'm really unplugging from the emotional frustration and just allowing myself a ton more neutrality and just clarity on just my desire and ability to just move forward regardless.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm seeing right now is that in my own life, basically, is I'm having to cut a lot of cords and really work on myself and my own healing, just because I've been putting everybody else in front of me and been paying the price for that. But now I'm having to kind of pull back in and do my own intense healing work and, you know, even physically cleansing and things of that nature, just so I can keep going, you know, just because of the nonsense. You know, there's just so much nonsense and unfortunately, and it does get frustrating because you'd think that people would rise up and figure it out, you know, and just say, I'm not going to participate. But, you know, there's so many people participating in their own demise. I mean, they're not waking up. They don't want to wake up. And it's just like, I go, my God, when are they going to figure this out? You know, it's like, you know, to me, how can you even mix the formulas for the chemtrails? How can you spray those knowing what's in them? And what kind of a consciousness would allow that or just totally deny it when it's in your face? You know, it's totally in your, all you got to do is look up at the skies and, you know, but their egos will dismiss it because they just don't want to deal with it. You know, they don't want to, you know, as long as they got their SUV and their pizza and their widescreen TV and the football games, you know, everything's going to be fine. But I think that world, that whole world is imploding. And, you know, I've got some information too. Susan Joy Renison was the first one that put me onto this. But there's this huge plasma field that's starting to circle the planet. And it's getting bigger. And NASA, everybody's freaking out about it. And the problem with this field is it's totally cutting off the transmissions, like a lot of the satellite transmissions just the navigational stuff. Everything is going down because of this huge energetic plasma field, you know, which is growing. And eventually, if this thing continues, the old technology just isn't going to work. It's not going to work anymore, and we have to come up with something different. And it's going to have to be ground-based. It can't be space-based. It's going to have to be ground-based, and it has to be a whole different technology that's not affected or works with these other energies. And I know those are available. I mean, there's different communication processes that are earth-friendly. They're actually, the frequencies are actually, you know, healing. They actually don't create a negative effect. You know, there's a lot of technologies out there waiting to come out. It's just we don't have the leadership to step up, you know, and bring these out. But eventually it has to come, or there's just going to be a total, complete failure, you know, in our communication system. That includes banking, your ATMs, everything, your cell phones. And they're having huge outages all over the U.S. right now with Sprint and AT&T. They can't keep their lines up or keep their communications going. And I think this might be the cause.
Right. Yeah, and it's wild to think, you know, I sort of see it as the further we're pushed into a corner based on the things that aren't really going to work anymore, the more we're being pushed to open up another dimension of ourselves and access, you know, abilities that move beyond all this matrix stuff. So, you know, they're kind of helping us to beat them at their own game in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because whatever they have set up, you know, or whatever they're trying to take away, I mean, the will of the human spirit is immense. I mean, there's a deep part of us that will survive at all costs, not in a vibration of survival either, but, you know, to the point of where we'll really understand that survival energy is actually separating us from our ability to generate miracles and abundance and, you know, create alchemy and be able to work with, you know, all these different toxins and weapons and assaults and turn it into something else. And there's nowhere left for us to go. And they're helping us to realize that there's nowhere left. But if we don't have the longing and we don't have the will or desire or if we don't care, that's the most dangerous thing that anybody could be holding. But if you have the longing, if you have the willpower, if you have perseverance, and if you're devoted, it's a whole nother thing. And it's not about, you know, a divinity path is not about perfection. We're all humans and we all need to, you know, step back and work on the stuff that maybe we haven't been able to address. But you know, once we do, we're one of those agents of, you know, change, alchemy, and bringing in the ingredients that will set us free from the system anyway, no matter how much the disruptions are happening and throw us into fears or what's being, you know, taken away or what's being replaced by something like an RFID chip or, you know, brain mapping or, you know, just more targets and more attacks in a whole new way. That's actually, I mean, the technologies are more advanced than they were 26,000 years ago when they implemented the Nephilim reversal grid, which has affected our DNA and our ability to heal. We're dealing with a whole new set of things. So, okay, so we're going to respond with a whole new set of things. We're going to open up things that are beyond their ability to understand or even comprehend or reach. And the thing is, you know, in James Casbolt, who is a very disturbed being, you know, when he did come out because he was going to jail and said, you know, the Illuminati or the Cabal want your sympathy or want your understanding, he said, because they're an ancient cyborg vampire race and all of this is food. They need it to survive. And I'm thinking, think of all the people that put their life on the line, you know, for those that don't have a voice, those who are innocent or, you know, those who deserve to know the truth. And how can you possibly have our understanding when, you know, so many people have fought so many wars thinking it was for, you know, a particular cause or something about, you know, liberation or freedom. And so all these technologies and everything that they're doing, you know, is their own survival energy. And so as long as we're in survival, then we're, you know, in their corral and in their domain as their food. But if we say, hey, I'm not afraid of death, I can generate abundance, I don't need the money system, and we start to recognize what's really on tap here, they're going to have to either completely and totally shift themselves and go through the death process instead of use technology to keep them immortal and face the ramifications of what they've been doing, or they're going to become space dust.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, what I see is that they're not frequency specific to the Earth and where she's evolving to. And it's a no-win situation. And the whole universe is behind this. I mean, the sun, everything is involved in this process. The, you know, how are you going to shut the sun off? You know, it's not going to happen. Yeah. But basically, the energy behind this, the destiny of the Earth and where she's going, and we're entering in a highly charged place in the universe that we've never been before. It's uncharted territory. You know, and you add that energy as well as all the gamma ray bursts, which are seventh dimensional energies that are hitting the planet, you know, and the solar flares and everything else. It's like our bioelectric fields are being so amplified right now that I'm just wondering what it's doing, you know, to somebody holding on to the energy of tyranny and greed and separation and running those patterns. I mean, they're getting hammered, you know, with this energy. And I think they're just floundering. They're trying any way to stay alive and keep their network going, you know, the old Archon network that thrives on separation and pain and suffering, and they actually feed off those energies. So, I mean, that whole grid is going down. So their days are numbered, you know, and I know they know that too, but they're still trying. I mean, they're still trying to hang in there and keep their system afloat, which is impossible. There's no way they can win. But I think some of these groups, because of that, their refusal to change, I think, you know, that space dust is probably the only option for them.
Yeah, just kind of being recycled back into all of it and, you know, birthed again, because the energy, you know, can't obviously be destroyed, but negative ego and being cut off or compromising your DNA just to be a power-hungry controller, that expires. You know, no amount of technology, whether, you know, it works to keep something alive. I mean, that's like being on a life support system. You can keep a vegetable, you know, you can keep a body alive, you know, but it's basically... Yeah. It doesn't have any consciousness. And so it's like humanity's like laying on the hospital bed, and it's either you're going to be on a life support system and completely lose capacity to have real consciousness, or you're going to get up off the table and you're going to live a holistic life. You're going to do the inner work and be very compassionate with yourself about all the stuff that you might have to clear. Because I think, you know, the hard part for people is shame and judgment about, you know, where we've been as humans. We got to cut ourselves a lot of slack, a ton of slack. And just jump right in and just do it, you know. And I've got all sorts of things myself. I'm like, oh God, and those things still pop up. Even this week, it was just like I had to practically tie my hands behind my back to not want to, you know, go drink a bottle of wine. You know, it's just like ah. Mm-hmm. But it's there is no way. And but we have to look to the body and look at the laws of the body to understand how that's possible, so that we don't get so lost in our heads and in the information. And because it's really, it can be a lot more simple, you know. And as multidimensional beings, of course, there's beings hanging out in every dimension. And what I love about the ranch is, you know, you got it, it, the energies there, and what you have contact with, it's like the full spectrum is available. And how you guys work energy there is just incredible. And this is why I have to say, I'm so excited that we're going to be doing an event there next weekend, because this is such a critical time for us to come together, you know, connected with Mother Earth on land like that, you know, to really, you know, just be working energy amongst each other and really empowering the things that a person can really identify with on a deep level, you know, beyond the mind.
I agree. You know, we have to, I guess we have to give people a heads up on that, but we haven't talked about it too much. But we do have you and Dr. Dream coming out August 14th through the 16th. And, you know, if people want to find out more about that, they can go to privateinvitationeastetti.com, you know, or just go to the website and email us at eastetti reservations, and we can get back to you on any of that information you want to know about. But we've got some amazing events coming up. We've got Tashina coming up with the Ambassador Training Workshop in October, and she's basically an Arcturian contact. She actually is Arcturian in her DNA, and that's going to be an amazing event. And we've got a Winston Strout gathering coming up, but all this stuff's on the website if you want to see it. And I can't wait to see you guys. Are you going to bring your kids this time, or?
I'm not able to, which is a real big bummer. They're starting a bunch of school stuff, and it's just a little bit too late in the year for them. But they definitely, you know, want to come at some point. But it's going to be awesome because, you know, we're sharing. I mean, a lot of my presentations have a lot to do with what we're talking about, and you know what soul alchemy really is, and you know that we're the Holy Grail, and we're on a quest to just find ourselves. It's not some object outside of us, and that's where the real, you know, change happens. And then, you know, some information that I've unearthed, mixed in with that, in relation to just a lot of the games being played. And we'll do energetic experiences, you know, sky watching, and it's during a new moon, and it's going to be crossing over the date August 15th, which is supposedly a big day for major attacks, because it represents a huge energetic shift. So again, it's very much the stuff we talked about, and you know, where they are trying to use these energies. But as long as we're containing these energies and not giving those energies away, they can't use it as a weapon so much, and it makes it harder for them to use anything in nature against us, because nature is a lot more powerful than that. I mean, they're functioning in lower dimensional earth energies. We're moving into higher earth energies. And once we cross through that barrier, then we're in the clear. And whether we're in a physical body or not doesn't matter, so we got to let go of, you know, that attachment. And the thing is, too, you know, as they're pushing us to the edge or trying to manipulate us about fears of death, or by the time they actually wipe us out, that's going to be when the veil between life and death is lifted anyway. And we're going to be like, hey, we're still here, but now we're looking down on you. And what's funny is they think they're surveilling us and monitoring us, but it's really us that's monitoring them, and growing a lot because of it, and transforming a lot because of it.
Yeah, I agree. I always like to tell them, hey, I'll see you in your light review. I think they should really be thinking hard about that. Is exactly what are they going to say when they're doing their light review in front of these huge angelic beings? You know, I think I say, oh well, yeah, I could have stepped in then, but I didn't, and I could have stopped this, but I didn't, and I could have maintained my honor and integrity in this level, but I sold out, you know, for the cash. And you know, and you know, and that's what I think is that. What you know? Why not do it now? You know, why wait for your light review where you're going to be extremely embarrassed and feel like crap when you have to overlook all the things that you've done in front of these magnificent beings? You know, you're going to have to. That day of reckoning is going to happen either here or in the hereafter. And those light reviews are pretty nasty. It's better to fix it here now and straighten up your act versus, you know, doing it in front of these other beings, because nothing is hidden. I mean, nothing is hidden, and you've got to face your stuff, and eventually you're going to have to face all the pain and suffering you've inflicted on others. before you can actually move to the next level. So it's not a good process to try it the hard way, you know, and continue in actions that are harmful to humanity and the earth.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly, they're saving it all till the end when it's going to be like monumental to shuffle through, whereas, you know, we're kind of pacing ourselves. And it's funny that you say all that, because I used to say so many times, I mean, it's like almost every day I have a life review, you know, it's like just being on an airplane with too much turbulence throws me into a life review. And it's just like, okay, I'm going over the archives of everything I've ever gone through, everything I've ever done, you know, moving through, you know, remorse or guilt or regret and transmuting it and seeing it, you know, from a better light and holding myself accountable and also, you know, recognizing my potential and setting it free. And sometimes you got to let go of a lot of the blocks, you know, connected to, you know, where we're, you know, feeling bad about something, but at least it's better than being in denial, you know, and it's hard to face the self, but it certainly, you know, is much better than, you know, pretending it never happened. And we're not dealing with punishing gods here. You know, we're dealing with unconditional love of source, and there's so much, you know, forgiveness. And when we, you know, just can forgive ourselves and forgive, you know, those that are trying real hard to change and be better people, it's like, you know, it's such a deep bond, because I think most of our errors and judgment has to do with, you know, our wounds, you know, the way we were raised, our past lives and traumas, because that's their mechanism of control. As long as we're fragmented and traumatized, and the fact that we're born into a system that immediately tries to control us, you know, undoing that is a lot, but it's important to, you know, do it. And yeah, or else it's just, you're going to have to deal with it eventually.
Yeah. Better do it now, because it's going to be a real, I don't want to say the word, but whatever. It's going to be not fun later. It's going to be a lot, 10 times worse. But the, I know too, is like a lot of these people that actually are in these positions of power have been fragmented. They're like wounded little boys and little girls. And, you know, even on the highest levels, I know the reverse speech that they did on Bush Jr., where he was saying, you know, daddy, I'll finish it. And he kept, everything was about daddy, you know, trying to impress daddy, you know, and you know, it's kind of amazing when you look at this, you know, these are just wounded little kids trying to get daddy's approval. And they've been totally abused as kids, you know, or mistreated. And, you know, although they're in the highest position of power, they're still, you know, trying to get the acceptance and approval of daddy or mommy, you know, and they're still running those programs. It's just unbelievable.
It is. And that's why, you know, it's not really about the being, you know, like, oh, it's Bush or it's Hillary Clinton. It's like, yeah, it is. But what's behind that? You know, what being is operating through them? What was done to them to make them what they are? And when we're really held in the arms of God, mother, you know, mother, father, source energy, you know, it's like our arms are out, you know, ready to hug and hold and nurture these beings back to health and wholeness and healing and transformation. And it's not going to be an us against them. I mean, the thing is, none of us are creating, you know, assassination operations of all the dark beings on this planet. That's not how we're shifting the planet. We're not playing the same game. You know, we're not out trying to mind control them to think of love and to think of, you know, mutual respect and justice. We don't have operations like that trying to change them. But when we get to that place of, you know, that real source energy that we're all connected to, of course, but we're getting closer and closer all the time, you know, they must know that our arms are open and ready to help them heal. But healing means you have to face the stuff that took place, or else it's just a big block and nobody can do that for them. But the love and the space being held is absolutely there.
Yeah, it's sad because they have no connection to their soul anymore. They've been locked out by these other forces and by whatever's been done to them at an early age. They're actually locked out. They don't have access to their soul. They're just like puppets for the puppet masters, which are these archon beings, you know, whether it be reptilians or grays or whatever. But, you know, and I look at them and I go, wow, I mean, what happened to them that made them give up? You know, how to remove that wedge that was put between them and their soul. And that's what I see happening, is eventually the puppet masters are going to be out of here. They're being cleaned up on a huge level right now. And then these other people who have given their souls away, you know, or have chosen to align themselves because of lust for power or greed or wealth or whatever, or the trauma that happened to them as kids, you know, whatever reason they gave that up, is they're going to be floundering because they're not going to have the puppets. The puppet masters are gone. They're going to have no connection, and they're going to be floundering. And I think when they do reconnect with their souls, they're just going to go, oh, my God, you know, what did I do? Ugh. You know, what am I doing here, you know? And, you know, I think that's where we're going.
Definitely. I almost see us, you know, creating rehabilitation for these, you know, just a lot more attention on, you know, how to, you know, really assist them in this process. You know, even if a lot of people, I'm sure, wouldn't feel called to, they'd be like, they don't deserve it or whatever. But, you know, anytime anybody transitions, you know, there's beings that help to repair the auric body if there was a traumatic death, and helps, you know, a soul to reconnect from, you know, if there's major fragmentation and soul injury. And we are representatives of that on Earth. And so when they are all floundering, you know, we need to fill them with love. We need to, you know, assist them, because they're going to be going through all sorts of, you know, challenges. But I think everybody's going to, you know, be true to what their role is. Nobody needs to push themselves because it seems like the right thing. It's not going to be for everybody. But, you know, we're in a massive rehabilitation. And those souls, yeah, they're going to require a lot of healing. And the thing is, once you're in those 13 families and whatever agreements, you know, lock some of those souls into that, to the point of becoming soulless, we're at that critical place right now where we're making decisions. And when we see these future humanoid selves, you know, time traveling back to gain healing on some level, you know, through taking our genetic material or you know, abductions, we don't want to become those beings. We don't want to digress into gray form. We don't want to have to time travel back to repair ourselves because we gave up emotionality or we gave up integrity, because that's what ends up happening. And I mean, obviously there's a lot of different types of grays, but some definitely are those that went down certain timelines, and this is what they became. And right now we can choose to become an ascended master, and just like the higher dimensional beings, because we used to be that, or we still are, we're just upgrading our human vessel, or we will seriously digress and end up you know, locked in the time loop trying to make up for it. And the thing is, you know, we're hosting them and we're, you know, helping them, but it's not being done with, you know, obviously with respect, because some people have terrible experiences. But it's something that's probably a case by case basis as far as, you know, the agreements between certain beings. I think some are trying to help and heal them, and others, you know, they might be the future human self that's coming back to get a piece of themselves to heal.
Oh yeah, it's going to get really interesting here. There's so many different things going on. You know, it's just unbelievable. The are you there?
Yep.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
I lost you there for a second. But yeah, it's going to get really interesting, the way this is all unfolding. And you know, this old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. We are definitely in those times. But, you know, we can shift it and we can step into our power and start living under, you know, according to universal law, which I think is what's that new grid that's coming in, the 5D grid, is totally aligned with universal law. And there's some major entities involved with that. And I think we're coming into a time where it's going to be, you know, enforced, and there's just going to be a huge recall with the ones, even the fallen Anunnaki are being recalled as we speak. And, you know, the reptilians are being cleaned up, and the historical problems in the past where they allowed them to come in are being brought forward to the, you know, to let people know what's happened in our real history. So I think it's going to get real interesting here.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And there's far more, of course, benevolent beings, and there is so much assistance, and we're moving right into that territory. And just like you said, you know, it's something that, you know, a person can experience individually, and to be very careful of, you know, like we were talking about before the interview, which we might want to mention real quick, just, you know, the blue avian stuff and some of the stuff that's out there. It's like, yes, those beings are real, but let's connect to it in our own personal journey. We don't need, you know, to plug into the internet or to get it from other sources, because like we were talking about, there's a lot of false representation. And So anytime there is good news or, oh, there's a group meditation, let's all join together, you know, we have to be very careful of that and just watch out for some of those traps that seem to be like, wow, this represents good progress for humanity, because they know that this is an ascension window period. They know that we're looking to that. And why has there been secrecy? Because of all these agendas that they've been working with behind the scenes to be able to really come at us right now with this kind of false ascension picture. And that's, you know, also, you know, people have talked a lot about Blue Beam over the years and a lot of the manipulations of, you know, fake alien invasions or the second coming or, you know, just all these different things that might not be legit. And so we're not going to have discernment if we don't rely on ourselves to know the truth, and the truth exists within us. And even if it's different than others, you know, oneness is diversity and harmony. It's not about us all seeing it the same, but the mutual respect and us being authentic, you know, with ourselves and true to who we are, that's what the human web of life looks like, just like nature.
I agree. You know, I think my whole thing is we have to become the observer and observe all of this from our own God self. So make your own personal, you know, God connection first, or creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it. I mean, the word God has been so misused. But, you know, the temple's within the bottom line, and we need to make our own connection and observe things from there and make our decisions from there. Stop allowing all these external forces to, you know, push you here, push you there. You know, here's the new event. You got to run to it to get enlightened, or here's the new initiation, or here's the new, you know, it's always new and sparkly, you know, and the new guru, you know, and basically, you know, guru stands for G-U-R-U, you know, like the real guru is within. And as long as we're continuing focusing on this external healing, this external awakening, and somebody else is going to do it for us, we're just going to be floundering out there. And I think that is the main problem. It's the bottom line is it's internal. You know, we got to make our own personal connection with spirit, you know, creator. And also, too, is realize there are, you know, predators, there are parasites out there. There are people that are doing things that are extremely harmful to humanity and the earth. And are we serving the beast? Are we working for these entities? Are we doing, is our job aligned with the awakened healing process, or is it harmful to humanity and the earth? And if it is, we need to just buck up and stop, you know. And I think, too, is that anybody in public office needs to realize that they took an oath, you know, and wherever it be, you know, whether you're a police officer or a military or whatever it is, you took an oath to protect and serve. And it's not protect and serve the corporations, it's the people. And we need to get back to that and shift back into service. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, it's called military service for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to we're supposed to be serving, not attacking the very people that are paying our bills, you know.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. I think we're coming up to the end of the hour here. I'm not sure how much it's going to be a lot of editing on this one because of all the drop calls and everything else, but I think we're pretty close to when we should be pulling the plug on this. So is there any last, you know, anything you want to say as far as before we sign out?
Sure. Well, I just encourage people to come to the event. It's only a week away. It's not expensive. I think it's about $125. You know, it's camping, it's good food, and it's just really delving into all of this that we've been talking about and really just sharing. And I really can't wait because I love chatting with you and talking with you. It's always like so refreshing. And just really inviting people to be, you know, a part of this, I think it's just going to amp us up and just give us some really good stuff to take home with us to get through these, you know, layers that are in front of us. But we're so close. We're so much closer than we can imagine. And actually, it's right here, right now. So we just have to simply claim it and devote to it. And life will teach us everything we need to know to stay connected. And that's the greatest teacher is life. You know, you wake up in the morning till the time you go to bed at night, it'll pretty much reveal to you everything that you have to work on or everything that needs to be cleared. So, you know, I just encourage people to just, you know, be very conscious and just really pay attention to what their bodies are trying to tell them, what their life is, you know, revealing, what the patterns are, what the inspirations are, you know, to help make changes that you might be afraid to make. You know, just know you have support and it might feel like a risk, but it's a far greater risk to hold back at this point. And James does, you know, energy work. I do. There's all sorts of people out there that are right here to completely and totally support every aspect of your being and your journey. And anyway, it's been wonderful to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. You're always an awesome guest, and I always love to get updates, bounce back some of my intuitional experiences as well as far as what's going down on the planet.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thanks great. So much for coming on the show. We've got to sign off. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening and stay in the heart. That's your connection to the source. You know, operate on universal law, which is basically just being kind to each other and the planet. And it's time to step up to the plate. If you've taken an oath, you know, to protect and serve no matter where you are, it's enemies abroad and foreign and domestic, basically. So we're talking about domestic. We need to step up the plate and say, no, I'm not going to follow any illegal order. No, I'm not going to participate in anything that's harmful to humanity, Earth. And I am honoring my oath to protect and serve. So anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening.